Concours Écricom 2014, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 12. The end of the college essay. Everybody in college hates papers. Students hate writing them so much that they buy, borrow, or steal them instead. Plagiarism is now so commonplace that we couldn't possibly flunk every kid who did it. And on those rare occasions undergrads do deign to compose their own essays, it usually takes them half an hour to write and consists of arguments that are, at best, vaguely related to the coursework, font manipulated to meet the minimum required page count. Nobody hates writing papers as much as college instructors hate grading papers. What's more, if your average college goer does manage to read through her professor's comments, she will likely view them as a grievous insult to her entire person, abject proof of how this cruel, unfeeling instructor hates her. Mum, friends, educators, students, we don't have to assign papers, and we should stop. We need to admit that the required course college essay is a failure. Students view college as professional training and just an unpleasant necessity. Today's vocationally minded students view world literature as forced labour, an utter waste of their time that deserves neither engagement nor effort. It's time to declare unconditional defeat. Most students enter college barely able to string three sentences together. With protracted effort and an engaged instructor, some may learn to craft a clunky but competent essay. Humanists insist valiantly that writing humanities papers leads to the crafting of sharp, argumentative skills, and thus a lifetime of success in a number of fields. But people who actually work in such fields insist most of their colleagues are borderline illiterate. After all, Mark Zuckerberg's pre-Facebook Friendster profile bragged, "I don't read," and look at him. Of course, it would be better for humanity if college in the United States actually required a semblance of adult writing competency. But instead of essays, required humanities courses should return to old-school, hardcore exams, written and oral. You can't get away with only having read one page of the book when your professor is staring you down with a serious question. And best of all, oral exams barely need grading. If you don't know what you're talking about, it is immediately manifest. Plus, replacing papers with rigorous old-school exams also addresses another issue. Paper grading is so subjective, and paper writing so easy to fake, that this gives the humanities their unfortunate reputation as imprecise, feelings-centred disciplines, where there are no right answers. So let's start requiring some right answers. Sure, this quashes the pretense of expecting undergraduates to engage in thoughtful analysis, but they have already proven that they will go to any lengths to avoid doing this. With more exams and no papers, they'll at least have a shot at retaining the basic facts of some of the greatest stories ever recorded. They may even be touched by stories of people who are very much unlike us. And that, frankly, is more than any essay will ever do for them.